Federal health leaders are promoting a form of contraception that's effective for years and essentially forget-proof. They're encouraging state Medicaid programs to increase access to intrauterine devices and arm implants, both of which are more effective than the birth control pill. South Carolina as a whole and one North Carolina county are ahead of the curve on this, as WFAE's Michael Tomsick reports.
You cool if we come in?
Yes. Nurse practitioner Kim Hamm walks into an exam room at the Gaston County Teen Wellness Center. It provides counseling, education, and medical care. On this day, a 14-year-old who's talked through her options has chosen a contraceptive arm implant.
This is the numbing medicine, okay? So you can feel me touch you here. Then a little stick, one, two, three, ouch. And then a little bit of burn, okay? You're doing awesome. We're almost done with this part.
Next is the actual implant, which works by releasing hormones. It's about the size of a matchstick. Ham uses a small device to insert it between the girl's biceps and triceps.
And then you're going to feel tons of pressure here. That's it.
It takes longer to fill out the paperwork than to get the implant.
You did awesome.
Yes, you did.
Yay! That baby's for 3 years.
Research shows long-acting contraception, like the arm implant or an IUD, is more effective than anything other than sterilization or abstinence. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend it as their first choice. But because it's not that well known, it can be expensive, and there were problems with much older versions, less than 10% of American women use it. There's a big push nationally to change that. Gaston County got a head start.
We wanted women to complete their education.
County Medical Director Dr. Velma Tarmina.
We wanted to give them an alternative to the other forms of what I call the forgettable types of birth control, and then just be able to work with them on their reproductive planning.
Since 2009, all providers and county clinics have been trained to insert the devices. The county uses federal funding to help cover the cost for the uninsured, which can be roughly $1,000. There are versions that last 3, 5, or 10 years, but women can get them out whenever they want. 19-year-old Kiesha Phillips chose the 3-year arm implant before heading to college.
I do not want to have children until I'm done getting my education because I want to be able to provide for my children and give them like a stable household financially and emotionally and physically.
Phillips also helped teach other teens about their options. She says a lot of them knew about the pill, but very few about IUDs or implants.
They have a lot of misconceptions and myths about it. Like, how am I supposed to get it out? You go to a doctor to get it out. You don't take it out yourself. So it's just things like that, like common misconceptions that people have.
Last year, nearly 30% of teens who got contraception at the clinics chose the long-acting kind. Dr. Tarmina says that's a key reason the county's teen pregnancy rate has been dropping faster than the state as a whole. Gaston County has also largely erased the disparity in that rate between African Americans and whites.
We feel very strongly that this is making a huge impact here.
The effort was funded in part by the CDC. Now, federal health leaders are calling on all states to make long-acting contraception more accessible through Medicaid. In their guidance a few months ago, they highlighted the way South Carolina has been doing that.
The head is delivering.
It happens right after birth. This is a simulation by the Palmetto Health USC School of Medicine in Columbia.
Baby.
The simulation is basically in an RV with 2 hospital rooms. Palmetto Health drives it around the state to teach hospital staff, including about contraception, says Dr. Judy Burgess.
The IUD is inserted 10 minutes after delivery of the placenta when a patient has had a vaginal delivery, like the patient you just saw.
This is what South Carolina Medicaid figured out before any other state. Inserting long-acting contraception right after birth and making sure hospitals get paid for it. BZ Gazay is director of the South Carolina Birth Outcomes Initiative. She says the reason for the change was simple. About half of women who gave birth on Medicaid weren't showing up to their postpartum visit.
And that's normally when a contraception would be initiated. So we were missing a lot of moms that did not come back, and actually the next time the doctor saw them, they came back pregnant with another child.
In 2012, South Carolina Medicaid implemented a new way of reimbursing hospitals so they'd take care of contraception before the mom left the first time. It's still completely up to her, and they talk through it in advance. 18-year-old Anna Walker chose the arm implant.
I mean, right when I heard about it, I went for it because I was just like, that's probably going to work best for me.
That's her daughter, Bella, in the background. Walker got the implant right after giving birth to her. She says she didn't feel a thing, although it did swell up the next day.
At first, like a couple weeks after I got it, it was a little tender, but now it's not tender anymore. So I kind of forget it's in there unless I touch my arm and I can feel it.
The other side effects women can have early on are cramping and irregular bleeding. Back in Gaston County, Kiesha Phillips says she spotted for a few months.
Spotted meaning a light blood flow, but it's like very light.
That was like continuously for that long?
Oh yes, it was every day. Every day. Once I got into the routine, I just figured like always keep panty liners and pads with me just in case.
She says that resolved itself after 4 months. Now it's been almost a year since she had a period. That's normal for a lot of women on this kind of contraception. Its use can actually save Medicaid money. South Carolina researchers estimate the state comes out ahead when you factor in the lower pregnancy rate that results and the delivery costs you avoid. BZ Gizay calls it a win-win.
It is a cost savings. It is a convenience for the mom. The satisfaction rate of the moms that we know leave the hospital is extremely high.
And now at some hospitals, around 30% of moms leave with an IUD or implant. Gizay says that number was basically zero just a few years back. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk.